It's great to be able to play that song on a Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld here with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. Much anticipation, Cliff, for the arrival of some warmth, some true spring-like weather. So give us the lowdown.
And you won't be disappointed. We really have some very nice weather ahead. There probably won't be any precipitation today at all. A few scattered high clouds. Highs getting up into the low to mid-50s. You know, pretty nice day. But tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be even better. We're getting this easterly offshore flow that causes drying and clearing. Temperatures tomorrow will get up into the upper 50s in much of western Washington, and I would not be surprised if a few places got into the low 60s. So it's a very, very nice day.
Offshore flow, what does that mean?
Well, offshore flow is flow that's moving offshore. It's generally from the east. And so that's taking air from the higher areas of eastern Oregon and eastern Washington over the Cascades and down into western Washington and Oregon. And when you do that, you tend to have a warm cloud-free situation because as air sinks, it tends to warm and dry out. So generally offshore flow is good here. So we tend to have our best days, our warmest days with offshore flow.
I see. And what about Sunday? Is it going to continue?
Well, Sunday should be a pretty decent day, but not quite as good. A little bit of moisture is going to sneak up on the western side of Oregon and Washington. So it'll be a little bit more clouds. A few sprinkles maybe Sunday morning, but I don't think it'll be very much. And so I think Sunday will be a day that'll get up into the mid-50s, generally sunny or partly cloudy. And again, maybe a few sprinkles earlier in the day if you're in the western side of Oregon and Washington.
And will it last? Is the cold coming back or is this offshore flow just going to continue?
Well, that's the exciting thing. It really looks like the pattern has changed. Changed enough that the trough will be pushing offshore. We'll tend to have more southwesterly flow. We won't be dry. We'll get showers once in a while. But it looks like the temperatures will typically get into the lower to mid-50s and the lows into the 40s. So a much more normal situation. I mean, the last few weeks have been extraordinary. I mean, we've had almost every day snow someplace in the lowlands of western Washington and Oregon. And yesterday and the day before, there was snow south of Portland. Down in Eugene, they had 7.5 inches of snow 2 days ago. I mean, this is pretty amazing this late in the season. But right now, it looks like it's over. And the chances of us getting back into a snow pattern at this point will be pretty slight.
Well, that's a bit of a relief. It's been a pretty cold first few days of spring. I was reading this week, though, that in general, spring is coming nearly a week earlier than it used to maybe 30 years ago. If you measure, I guess they measure from when the trees start to bud out.
That may be true some places, but I think in general here in western Washington, things have not changed that much. You know, maybe it's warmed up a little bit. Maybe it's a day or two earlier. But I think the issue is the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific has really not warmed up any. And so temperatures here west of the Cascade Crest actually have not changed much in the last 30 years.
You've been really worried this week about satellites, partly because they're so essential to modern weather forecasting. We almost take them for granted.
That's right. The weather satellites are crucial. One of the main reasons that weather forecasting has gotten better is because of the weather satellites, and particularly for us on the West Coast, because we need to know what's coming in off that ocean, and the satellites are what give us that information. Well, a few days ago, there was a major failure. One of the crucial satellites goes west. That's the National Weather Satellite that covers the western United States and Pacific, had a problem. And we're not getting any imagery and no data from that satellite. The fortunate thing is it looks like it's repairable. So right now they're going through the procedure to restart the satellite and get the data flowing again. But for the time being, we're dependent upon the eastern satellite. There's another geostationary GO satellite that covers the eastern United States. There's enough coverage that we can see what's going on here, but we can't see very well out into the Pacific.
Just a reminder, I guess, even in these days of Google Earth and all that, that it's vulnerable.
That's right. These satellites are vulnerable and they're important, and they're not cheap. I mean, these satellites cost hundreds of millions of dollars, some of them billions of dollars. But the whole weather forecasting infrastructure is really dependent upon the information. 95% of the data used for numerical weather prediction comes from satellites today.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can find this conversation and listen to it again at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld. KPLU News.